Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Down through the ages, there have been prophets of doom. People who are so frightened by the events of their own time that they think the end of the world is near. But the message in today's liturgy is quite clear. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Be steadfast. Live as people of hope. We ask Jesus, our Lord, who stands among us, to fill us with trust and hope. Lord Jesus, you bring peace and hope. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, we seek your face, and you will never desert us. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, we trust in you, in your strength and in your love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, you are the beginning and the end of all things. Through all of life's changes, its joys and its sorrows, may we hold fast to the hope of your kingdom. May we be certain that by patient endurance we will possess eternal life. We ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. He lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Receive the word of God and instruct those who are placed within your care. Children ages 3, 4, 5, and 6, please come and line up behind the children's liturgist.
Book of the prophet Malachi. The Lord says this, "See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us go rejoice. The second reading is from Paul's letter to the new Christians at Thessalonica. Brothers and sisters, you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have the right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Be with you.
Also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. People were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with precious stones and with gifts dedicated to God. Jesus said to them, "The days are coming when not one stone will rest upon another, and all of this will come crashing down." The people said to him, "When will this happen? And what is the sign by which we know it's going to accomplish itself?" Jesus said, "Beware. Do not be led astray. For there are many who come in my name, and they will say, 'I am he,' or 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be afraid. These things are bound to happen, but the end will not come immediately. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in some places on the earth there will be plagues and famine. And in the sky there will be great signs and portents. And you will be persecuted and arrested because of my name. You will be brought to synagogue and prison and stand before kings and governors. And all of this so that you may give testimony. I tell you, do not prepare your words in advance, for I will give you words and wisdom that your adversary will be unable to contradict. You will be betrayed by parents and brothers and sisters and relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death. Not one hair on your head will be harmed. and by your patient endurance, you will save your souls. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.